Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. Today I want to talk to you, and the message is entitled, Do to Others. Do to Others. I really believe there is an action that is required to care. We can't just say, I care, and there not be action behind it. So today I want to talk about do to others. And it's funny, when you hear those words, you automatically want to finish that sentence. Do to others as you would want done to you. And it is more than a cultural slogan. That is actually the words of Christ. And he tells us those words right in Luke 6:31. He says, do to others as you would like them to do to you. So this is not just something that is supposed to make you feel good or something that's that we like to say within our culture. It comes from a command that Christ gave us. He also said it in Matthew 7:12. Do unto others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. And this is powerful. Do unto others as you would want them to do to you. This is the essence of all that's taught in the law and the prophets. Now, if you open up your Bible, you will see the beginning of the Bible is the law, the first five books. So this is a little teaching here. First five books are the law. And then later on, you have the writings and the historical books in there. You know, the Chronicles, Kings, those are books about the history and the writings, right? The writings are Psalms and Proverbs. But then you get to the prophets, right? Malachi, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, right? So he said all of the law, the first five books, and the prophets, which are the ending of the Old Testament, he said they can all be summed up with this, or this is the essence. Imagine if you were to try to describe who your best friend was. You're trying to sum them up into a couple of words. What would those couple of words look like? They would probably look like the essence of who the person was, right? What they stand for, what they believe in, what they mean to you, or what the person is known for. That is the essence of a person. Essence is defined as the intrinsic nature or indispensable quality of something, especially something abstract that determines its character. So this determines the character of the law and the prophets. This is the essence. It's a heavy thought that the law and the prophets, it comes back to this. It can be summarized as this. An overarching theme of the law and the prophets is to do to others what you would have them do to you. Be fair, be just, be conscientious, be compassionate. This is the summarized concept of what we're finding here over throughout these scriptures. So, do to others. Care for others the way that you would want to be cared for. Be compassionate. What if you were in a difficult spot? How would you want to be treated? Be conscientious. If you want to live a life that lines up with Scripture, learn to care for others. That's why we're talking about this series, I Care. When I look around at the world, I'm not going to turn a blind eye to difficulties that other people are going through. I'm not going to turn a blind eye to people that are in difficult places because I care. I want to do to others as I would want done to me. So caring becomes an action, not just a theory, not just something philosophical that we talk about on Sunday, but it is something that is actionable. Do we care? Jesus encourages us, tells us stories about caring, and even commands us to care. A great growth metric to see if we're on track as Christians is, do we care? As Christians, it's an inescapable fact that we must care for others. As Christians, we can't get away from this responsibility. Jesus gave us the responsibility. We see it throughout the law. We see it throughout the prophets. There's this overarching theme that we see there. Care for those that you like. Care for those that you don't like. Care for those that God places in your path. Those that God puts on your heart. Simply put, we must care. But the difficult thing is we're living in an environment that is the opposite of this concept. We're living in a world, we're living in an environment that is oftentimes not very caring. More than not, there is a lack of care, a lack of concern. It's, I'm going to care for me, and you do you, I'm going to do me. And so it's very much not focused on the concern for others. We live in this world that the value system is at odds with the commands of Christ. Oftentimes we can see it as the exact opposite of what Jesus tells us to do, right? You turn on the TV, you see the exact opposite of what we have learned in Scripture or in a movie or in the lyrics of a song. We hear oftentimes the exact opposite of caring for others. We see, follow your heart, do what you feel. But Jesus is saying, don't do what you feel, do what's right. Do what you would want done to you. Caring is really the opposite of our culture as human beings. We're oftentimes selfish. We're concerned about self-preservation, self-education, self-enrichment, self-empowerment, self-comfort. We're concerned about self in the natural. But God wants to elevate our thought process to care. It's bigger than self, because the normative operation of humanity is consumed with self. On the contrary, our faith in God and our belief in Christ points us consistently to selflessness. Right? Our natural nature is inclined to leaning towards selfish things. Self-comfort, self-gratification, whereas our faith in Jesus points us back to selflessness. Care and concern for the world around us, for the community around us, for the family around us, for the friends, for the co-workers, for the people that God allows to be in our life. Our culture instructs us to care for ourselves. Self-care. How many times have we heard that? And I'm not, yes, there's an amount of self-care that you need. But it has become the motto of America, self-care. Take care of yourself. But Christ instructs us to take care of others. So there's a paradigm shift when we come to Christ. There's a paradigm shift the closer we get to Christ. The more we walk with Christ, our mentality changes from a focus on us to a focus on God and a focus on others. It's an expanded world view, selflessness. This is a change of thought process, a change of perspective, a change of desires and wants. We talk about being a new creation in Christ Jesus. This is the stuff we're talking about. New creation, God taking you and making you over again. God taking us and helping us become more like Christ. Christ was selfless. He chose to die on the cross. That was not about him. That was about us. What an enlightened perspective. My focus was on me, but now my focus becomes on others. My focus is God, and my focus is on those he's placed around me. I like what it says in Romans 13:8. You can look at that for a second. And it says, owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. For the command says, you must not commit adultery, you must not murder, you must not steal, you must not covet. These and other such commands are summed up in this one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others. So love fulfills the requirements of God's law. What a great word to talk about. Obligation. Has anybody ever felt obligated to do something? Like you felt obligated to go to somebody's party or obligated to go here or go there or buy somebody a gift or say something. You can feel in life oftentimes obligated. But are you really obligated to do that, or do you just feel obligated? I think a lot of times we feel obligated to do things that we don't necessarily need to do, but there's this sense of obligation, and it can dominate your life. It can dominate your schedule. It can sometimes make high demands on your finances when you feel obligated. We all have obligations. What do you feel obligated to do? What we have to do is get focused on the right things. Paul helps us dial this in. Our focus should be love, care, concern. This is great what he says. He says, owe nothing except the obligation to love. Owe nothing except for the obligation to love. Above all other obligations, dial this in. Focus on this. We have an obligation to love. Just as Jesus so loved the world, and God so loved the world, we have an obligation to love the world. You're going to know you're his disciples by how you love. So this is the true obligation, not the one that's perceived, not the ones that others have put on you, not expectations that other people have put on you, but this is the true obligation that we have, is to care. Our true obligation is to love our neighbor. When we do this, we're fulfilling the law, and when we're actively caring, we fulfill God's law. When we're actively caring, we're showing the love of God, and this love does no wrong to others. When we show that we care, that's God's love in action. It's one thing to say that you love somebody, but it's another thing to show that you love somebody. You know? How many have ever been in a conversation and somebody said something and you knew they weren't ready to back it up? It's so easy to say I love you and say I care for you. It's much harder to show it, to prove that I care. But God didn't call us to say that we love the world. God called us to love the world. Love your brothers and sisters. Love your enemies. Don't act like you love. Don't say that you love, but actually love. Put love into action. Show care. Show concern. Show mercy. Show grace. Show benevolence. Love is not a feeling. It can't be reduced to that. Love is action-oriented. Love draws us to acts of kindness. Love draws us to act on the behalf of people that are in need. Love causes us to care. There are some people in your life, they don't even know that they're in need. But you have to know it. You have to discern it. You have to perceive it. And you have to show care and concern. Can you have care and concern for somebody that is saying nasty, ugly things because you realize they're speaking from a place of hurt? They're speaking from a place of ignorance? And can you show a mercy and a love that is greater than their sin towards you? Right? Because love keeps what? No records. Love keeps no records of wrongs. Love causes us to care. Luke 6:31, let's pull that up. It says, do to others as you would like them to do to you. The disciples called this the golden rule. If you look this up in your Bible, you'll find right above it, it'll say the golden rule. And this is so powerful because they're showing us how valuable this is, how precious a principle that this is that Jesus taught us. You can live your life by it. It's not just any rule. It's a golden rule. It's a fundamental concept of the faith. Do to others what you would want them to do to you. You can build a system of thought. You can build your thought process off of this golden rule. This is the essence of the law and prophets summed up. This is something you can build your ideology around. Jesus said this is the essence of what it is to follow the Bible. This speaks to the heart of the Ten Commandments and the fundamentals of our faith. Do to others. It's action-oriented. Doing for others, it requires action. Caring for others requires action, and it's a key component of our faith. If you don't care for others, you're doing it wrong. John said it this way. He said, Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God, and he knows God. And he that doesn't love doesn't really know God. So the more that we know God, it causes us to love others. Like, love is part of who we are. It's part of who we become. Love the Lord, love people. For God so loved the world that he gave. What are you giving to the world around you? God gave us Jesus. But in turn, if we are to follow the mission of Jesus, what are we giving? What type of care, what type of concern, what type of contribution are we making to the world around us? How are you caring for those God has placed in your path? I'm sending you home with some questions to meditate on. What are you doing for those that are within your ability to help? Who are you elevating? All of the law and the prophets can be summed up in this. Love the Lord your God and love people. God wants to teach us how to care. Will you bow your heads? Let me pray for you today. God, I thank you for this great and overwhelming sense of care and concern and compassion that you have shown us, and that you want us to show the world. God, there are many in need. And Father, there are some that you have uniquely designed us to be an answer and a solution to. God, let us see the Christ that is in us that is the hope for someone else. God, stir our hearts to care. Stir our hearts to have compassion and grace for others. What a bigger world we step into when we learn to care. So God, thank you for that. Thank you, God, for the challenge that you give us in your word. And as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with my walk with Christ. I feel like I've drifted. I feel like I've gotten away from it, but I want to reconnect with him today. If that's you, I just want you to slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are. If that's you, slip up your hand. Say, Pastor, I need to reconnect with Jesus. Pastor, I need to make sure I walk out of here and I'm where I need to be with Christ. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, you can say this with us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for caring for me. Before I even realized I needed you. I'm sorry for the times I failed and I sinned and I made mistakes. Jesus, forgive me. Apply your perfect work that you did on the cross to my life and give me a fresh start. I want to walk with you. Teach me how to do that. Give me the strength to do that. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today. Wow. If you made a decision to reconnect with Jesus or connect with Jesus for the first time, I'm so excited for this chapter, this new chapter in your life. Jesus changes everything. And if God is in your corner, you can do anything. If you connected today, please connect with this house. Connect with some good people that will walk this out with you. There's something powerful about walking the faith journey with others that are also excited about Jesus. I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is in your corner, you will be undefeated. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.